O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 20, verses 27 through 38. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Jesus My King by Ben Fielding, Brandon Lake, Brian Johnson, Jason Ingram, and Jen Johnson. With a text that would be especially appropriate for Good Friday, this song reflects on Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross. The simple chorus recognizes the Savior as King, while the bridge focuses on the heart of God the Father in sacrificing His only Son for our salvation.
So
Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 38. There came to him some Sadducees, those who denied that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and then the second. And the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had had her as a wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection, but that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. In this passage, Jesus has an encounter with the Sadducees. The Sadducees were a group of religious leaders in Israel who held the belief that the only books of the Old Testament that should be seen as scripture were the first five, also known as the Pentateuch, which includes Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. As a result, they did not believe in the resurrection because they didn't find explicit reference to it in those books. Perhaps hearing that Jesus taught of a resurrection, they decided to try to trick him. They brought him a difficult question about marriage relationships after the resurrection, a question some speculate had probably stumped a fair number of Pharisees. But our passage demonstrates that Jesus didn't have an issue with the question. He quickly answers their conundrum and goes on to address the real issue they were trying to get at, the resurrection. Jesus affirms the reality of the resurrection, and he does so by appealing to the writings of Moses in Exodus, one of the books that the Sadducees saw as authoritative. Now, Jesus' statement is difficult for us to understand, and it shouldn't be seen as saying that people will not recognize their spouses after the resurrection. What his statement means is that we must not think of life in the kingdom as a mere extension of life as we know it here and now. Right now, our lives are limited by time, death, and sin. In the life to come, that will no longer be the case. We don't know exactly what the nature of things will be, but we do know something extremely important. Our lives will be with Jesus. He is the goal, the end of all things. As we read in the book of Revelation, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." May we look forward to that day with eager anticipation. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of all your faithful people, that bringing forth in abundance the fruit of good works, they may be abundantly rewarded when our Savior Jesus Christ comes to restore all things, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.